been a busy fall for John Fogerty. He's released his first new album in 7 years, Deja Vu All Over Again, toured with Bruce Springsteen and others on the Vote for Change concert tour. He's traveling the country singing and playing his new songs and reprising some of the populist classics from his days as the creative force behind Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Hey, may I ask, when you're singing Susie Q, Proud Mary, Down in the Corner again, do these become new songs to you in these times? Do they say something different to you now than they did X number of years ago?
Well, some of them do. You know, a song like Susie Q probably stays in the, pretty much the same place that it was, let's say. Mm-hmm. But I'm now doing some of these songs I really didn't used to do as part of my show. One of them is Wrote a Song for Everyone. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was written at the height of the Vietnam War, and there are a lot of references in there that, because I haven't sung it many, many, many times, let's say, like Fortunate Son, mm-hmm. though some of those references are brand new to me again.
You kind of raised the matter obliquely, and I hope you don't mind me asking, but there were years in which you couldn't or didn't, I was never quite clear on the law, perform some of Creedence's hits.
Right. It wasn't a matter of couldn't legally. I was under a horrible and just mind-numbing and creative force-killing contract in which I owed everything to this tiny record company, which became quite a large record mm-hmm. company simply because of my writing and singing. And so because of that, my heart hurt so bad, I didn't want to perform those songs. I only ended up hurting myself because now I'm trying to reintroduce and find an audience that will know who I am. Long as I remember, rain been coming down, clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Couldn't live through the ages, trying to find the sun. And
Who'll Stop the Rain is probably played once or more a day almost everywhere in the world at this point. Do you get any royalties for that?
I get the songwriting share, yes. And I really wanted to get off of this subject because life is wonderful now. Fortunately for me, I met my wife, Julie, about 17 years ago. And from the instant I saw her, my life began to get better.
Let's listen to the title track from your new CD.
Did you hear them talking about it on the radio? Did you try to read the writing on the wall? Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
I've carried around a little notebook collecting titles, things I think will perhaps be a good song title, since 1968. I still have that book, actually. And usually I'll work from that. A title will suggest that what the song is about. Mm. But in this case, I actually came from nothing. I was actually had gone over to my little writing shed, and I was going to go try and write what I would say would be a rather upbeat, silly swamp rock song. Let's say innocent and not very profound. And I got in the door and to my little place, and I heard the first line of Deja Vu, as if somebody was standing there, whispering. Well, I kind of had a job to do and very little time, so I literally brushed it away. And I put the keys on the table, and I heard it again. It was just this little mysterious but very sad, mournful bit of music. And I bolted straight up. I said, "Whoa, what is that?" So I ran over and I got the acoustic guitar and basically just channeled. It just came.
One by one, I see the old ghosts rising, stumbling across big muddy where the light gets dim. Day after day, another mama's crying. She's lost her precious child to a war that has no end.
And when I was singing the line, "Day by day we count the dead and dying," that was the first point at which I realized what the song was about. And I feel it's a gift. I mean, I almost feel like I'm not responsible for this. Now, I will tell you that all this stuff was on my mind. I'm a citizen of the United States. But I had not coined the phrase to myself yet, deja vu. I hadn't been saying that. What I had said to myself, shaking my head, perhaps in sorrow, was, "Oh my gosh, we're not going to do this again, are we?"
There are nine other songs on this new CD, and they run a gamut of styles. You've got She's Got Baggage, kind of punk-like, In the Garden, hard rock. One we want to listen to now, I Will Walk With You, bluegrass.
I will walk with you every step of the way. Love you all my life. Love you every day. No matter where you wander, no matter what you do, come what may, I will walk with you.
The coolest thing about that particular song and all of how this evolved is, of course, that is a song I wrote for my daughter Kelsey. She's now three, but she was only 6 months old when the idea came to me. And at first, when I tried to arrange the song, I had it in kind of a silly, pompous, over-the-top rock vein, and it was just stupid. But the song, the idea was so good. One day, I'm watching Mama give Kelsey a bath, and I've got the acoustic guitar in my hand because I'm practicing all the time. And I looked over the top of the guitar down at the two of them. She's in the bathtub. And it just sprang into my mind how this song could be presented. It was just so obviously the right thing.
Hope you don't mind me mentioning, you have a nice line in here where you say, "Together we will share jelly beans and pink ice cream." Kelsey, your daughter's in our control room. She's actually not eating jelly beans, but Skittles.
Yes.
Quite a few Skittles is my latest report, as a matter.
Well, that's it. But who's counting?
Yeah.
Come on, me, I will walk with you. Come on, me, I will walk with you.
I want to hear another cut from this album. And after we've heard a little of it, if you could tell us about it.
Rhubarb pie. Rhubarb pie. It might rain tomorrow. Let it get some before I die. Rhubarb pie.
So, rhubarb pie.
Rhubarb pie.
Well, I've been thinking about writing a song called Rhubarb Pie for so long that I can't even remember how many years. When I was a kid, there was a little hole, you know, I lived in a small town. As a matter of fact, the lot behind our backyard, there was a cow running around with a cowbell on. And we would always crawl through this little hole in the hedge at the back of our yard to get to that lot where the cow was. And right in the bottom of that little tunnel in the hedge, rhubarb was growing. And occasionally my mom made some rhubarb pie. I was 3-4 years old.
Reading through some of the lyrics, rhubarb pie, it might rain tomorrow, better get some before I die. I would have told you before we talked about it, that's metaphorical. John Fogerty is saying something metaphorical about our goals in life. But talking to you here, I think this is really a song about rhubarb pie. I don't know if there's anything metaphorical about it.
If that works for you, I'll leave it right there.
Well, what about for more discerning audiences than me? Is there a metaphor in here, too? We have to live while we have the chance.
I'm probably not as deep as you are. I think this is the kind of song that it's just a pleasing front porch kind of song. It's got a nice light air to it. Something I will say, though,
yeah.
A song like this I wouldn't have had a prayer of doing back in the Creedence days. I mm-hmm. just didn't have the maturity or the complexity, let's say. I know mm-hmm. it sounds simple, but you've got to get to a certain level of proficiency and also life, I think, yeah. to be able to sing something like this with a straight face. You know, mm-hmm. there comes a point in life where you have lived long enough, you're really not afraid of anybody. You know, I've met presidents, I've met kings, I've met royalty, you know, and I've also met fools. You know, I mean, you realize that you have enough experience on this world that you're able to speak your mind because you've thought about it a while.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Mr. Fogarty.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
John Fogarty, his new release is called Deja Vu All Over Again. And for more on John Fogarty, more on his music, more on his life, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Let the sun go down and the moon get high. You can hear her cackling out in the night.